This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We're thrilled today to be joined by Ashley Hilbun. Ashley is the Chief Strategy Officer and the in charge of strategy, and quiet, she'll explain it to me better than I can, at Arkansas Children's Hospital. She's had a magnificent career, and we're looking forward to talking to her today about Arkansas Children's and priorities and how she thinks about strategy and a lot more. Ashley, do me a favor and introduce yourself properly.
Yep, sure. Well, thanks for having me, Scott. My name is Ashley Hilbun. I'm the Chief Strategy Officer and Senior Vice President for Strategic Marketing at Arkansas Children's, which is the only pediatric health system in the state of Arkansas. It's a pleasure to be with both of you today.
Thank you so much. And tell us about Arkansas Children's and talk about a few points of pride in the health system.
Yep. So Arkansas Children's, again, only pediatric health system in the state. And that encompasses two hospitals, one tertiary center in Little Rock, Arkansas, which is geographically in the center of the state. And then additionally, we have a community hospital in Northwest Arkansas that is newly opened. We opened that facility in 2018. That's a 24-bed community hospital within the system as well. And that's a really fast-growing area, part of our state, and an ability for us to really expand our care close to home strategy for the state of Arkansas. In addition to that, we have a clinically integrated network. We have a research institute, a foundation, a host of clinics and outreach programs, mobile health, telehealth, across the state of Arkansas. So there's about 700,000 kids in the state, and like other places, unevenly distributed, which allows us to really think very innovatively about different ways to reach families across the state of Arkansas. Oh,
fantastic. And talk a little bit about, when you look at the 750,000 children in Arkansas as sort of the core community you serve, talk about how you think about strategy. Do you think about they work with Arkansas Children's for more significant illnesses and challenges, or they work with you on more of a population health basis? How does Arkansas Children's, how do you think about interacting with those 750,000 children and their families?
Yeah, so it's an interesting question, and I think, you know, sometimes in an effort to make things more achievable, the threat there is always to make the problem or make the challenges smaller. And so, you know, we've really committed to not doing that, and it's actually one of the points of pride, you know, that I have in the work that we do at Arkansas Children's, that really we have really looked at what are the chief challenges facing our patients and families across the state, and really as an organization have strategically committed to addressing the whole health of the child and not any one specific area, but rather really asking ourselves over the next 5, 10, 15 years, how do we really embrace our unique role as a children's health organization and helping families address those real systemic issues that are facing child health across the state of Arkansas and in some ways, you know, across our nation. And so we have just finalized the strategic plan this last June, and the way we talk about that work and think about that work is really sort of in three big buckets. The first is advancing patient care and again, embracing the unique role of Children's Hospital and the ways we strengthen the entire care continuum. So certainly we have, you know, the exclusive role around quaternary and tertiary care. But even as we look at, you know, primary care, what is the role of a children's hospital in helping strengthen medical homes for children across the state? We live in a state where nearly half the children in the state don't have a established medical home. And yet we have tremendous opportunity through a clinically integrated network that, you know, touches, you know, nearly half of the children in the state to really collaborate with pediatricians and even in some cases family medicine in rural areas of Arkansas to really establish best practice for pediatric care. So that's really the first way we think about how can we improve child health and sort of that traditional healthcare model. The second pillar is building community. And so we've established a strategic commitment to really, again, identifying strategically where Children's Hospital can impact some of those systemic child health outcomes that we all know are very interrelated and really affect a child and a family outside of the traditional healthcare setting. So not just what happens when you're in the walls of a hospital, but all the things that contribute to health when you're not in the walls of a hospital. And so we've established how we can better address those needs in a clinical integration strategy, as well as in a home visiting and home education and parent empowerment model. We, you know, one of the fundamental principles we have at a children's hospital is that a parent caregiver is a child's best resource. And so really strengthening the education, meeting the needs and resources of that caregiver and parent are incredibly important to us. And then the third piece of our strategy is an excellent strategy around culture and workforce. And so as we look over the next 5 and 10 years, we really have identified some ways that we think as a team we can grow to better meet the needs of our patients and families. You know, a strong team, an innovative team, a collaborative team, a diverse and inclusive team is really necessary to meet the needs of the diverse needs of our patient population. So that's kind of the way, just very broadly, that we think about that work. You know, again, I would tell you, you know, from sort of a pride standpoint, we have an incredible history as a children's hospital in the state, tremendous affinity for our organization. We've been a hospital for more than 100 years, and you can't go in a public place in Arkansas with a badge on and not get stopped and hear just a story of how we have helped a patient or a family. And, you know, those stories and those moments of impact really stick with citizens across the state, and just so much passion for the work that we're doing as a hospital. So I think it's a great foundation that we have. I think, what we are most proud of today in 2020 is that strategic commitment and the collaborative nature in which we have really established a strong commitment to expanding our role across the state. And that really means looking at what are those systemic issues facing children, and how can we really make a difference in some of those child health outcomes. I think, you know, just maybe to be a little bit more specific about that, infant mortality, vaccination compliance, adverse childhood events and experiences, all of those outcomes are particularly worrisome in Arkansas, and those are the strategies that we begin to have conversations internally and with our community partners around that really we will focus on over the next 5 years. The last thing I'll say is just points of pride. Can't say enough about our leadership team and the level at which we bring strong executive leadership from an accountability and excellence standpoint. And I think that really, you know, again, when you think about where we've been over the last 5 years, where we're looking to go over the next five, is just crucial to our overall plan.
Fantastic. And talk a little bit, Ashley, about your career and how you ended up leading what you're leading today. Talk a little bit about that, your career, and pivotal moments in your career.
Yep. So I have a psychology and social work background. Got a master's at Tulane in social work, and then really, you know, I've always known that purpose-driven, mission-driven work was really going to be where I spent my time. I think from a skill set and from the way that I think, I often go to sort of that systemic level of solution. And so initially early in my career, got involved really in the fundraising aspect of nonprofit work, honestly, because I got some advice at the beginning of my career that it was really pivotal to nonprofit leadership. And so first did that in disaster recovery. I'm a native Louisianian. And Hurricane Katrina obviously had a very personal impact for me, my community, my family. And so early in my career, worked in disaster recovery while I got my master's, and then shortly after, and then really expanded my fundraising career through higher ed, always kind of staying on that strategic side of the work. So fundraising from a strategic standpoint, you know, there are different kinds of fundraisers. And oftentimes I would get very deep in the program development piece before the actual asking for funding. And I will tell you, you know, the moments that the organizations that I've been a part of have had the most success with fundraising, it's from a well-developed strategy and a commitment to outcomes. And so I did that work in disaster recovery, which, you know, I could probably talk to you exclusively about for a long time, just such an interesting and unique experience, and then moved into higher ed, got a doctorate while I was in that program, and really thought that that's where I'd spend the majority of my career. Our oldest had a wonderful experience at Arkansas Children's, which really gave me exposure to the organization. And while I lived in Northwest Arkansas, I was approached when Arkansas Children's decided to establish the nation's newest children's hospital at the time and actually build a new children's hospital, which as you'd imagine, doesn't happen very often. And so they asked me to join the team to really be part of that project, and quite honestly, an opportunity that just I couldn't pass up. So joined the foundation first at Arkansas Children's. I've been here 4.5 years, and just last year was asked to step into the chief strategy officer role and the senior vice president for strategic marketing role. And again, I think, you know, the connection point there is really the ways in which I think about problem solving, the ways in which I think about long-term solutions, really from a strategy standpoint first, driven, you know, from an outcomes perspective, and really helping collaborate with organizations and key subject matter experts across the board. So that's just sort of how it feels a bit winding and probably is, but I think, you know, you can always get to sort of the core of what's the connector, and it's been that strategic planning mindset and the work that I did in disaster recovery and in higher ed and now.
And let me ask you this question, Ashley. You did a master's in social work as a graduate degree?
Yep, at Tulane.
And so the question about that is, one is that master's in social work, have you found that to be a terrific degree for you? Was it a great learning experience? Has it helped you in how you navigate things throughout your career?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, when you think about sort of that basic level of education that you get in social work that really teaches you how to listen and connect and help patients or partners problem solve. Absolutely. I mean, it's so much of the base of what we do in healthcare and quite honestly in establishing strategy. So there's been tons of connection points. You know, I think what I learned in that program is, you know, there's kind of two lanes of social work, and that's probably an overly simplistic way of thinking about it. But there's, you know, that therapy-based approach to social work, and then there's the community development base of social work. And I think the value of that degree and that journey was really in helping me establish that I was a community development, a program development social worker. But tremendous opportunities that I see every day in terms of being able to connect and empathize and listen before getting to solution. And that's probably the biggest skills that I learned from that program that have carried me through my career.
Thank you very much. And then the last question I have for you is, I've got a son at Tulane. How do I keep him out of trouble for 3 more years? Any advice on that?
Well, that's probably an offline conversation, but there's good trouble to get into New Orleans. That's what I would tell you. And quite honestly, you know, I was there the year after Katrina hit, and stayed there, you know, for a few years after that. New Orleans is just a fabulous, fabulous social experiment, pre-Katrina and post-Katrina. And so there's as much opportunity to get into good trouble as there is into bad trouble. But Tulane is just an excellent, excellent community, and it's an excellent area just in terms of the collaboration with Tulane and Loyola and many of the community partners and in New Orleans proper. So as long as he has bigger ambitions, I'm sure he'll find good connection points.
There's always a party too. I'm going to try and work with him on that binary concept where there's good trouble and bad trouble. And I hope that he and I can figure out the difference. Ashley, it's a great pleasure to visit with you. So it's really a remarkable career, and I'm glad, actually, to learn about Arkansas Children's Hospital a good deal today as well. What a great institution. Thank you so much for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. What a pleasure.
No problem. Have a great day.